news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Although there was no official invitation extended, the White House resident will visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday. Trump's public schedule doesn't give any details about what he'll do there, but he tweeted that he'll meet with first responders, law enforcement, and victims. Despite the scripted words he read in his televised address on Monday, in which he called for unity, Trump's hatred and calls for division are on display in his Twitter feed. Just before midnight Tuesday night, he tweeted at presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, quote, "Beto, phony name to indicate Hispanic heritage, O'Rourke, who is embarrassed by my last visit to the great state of Texas, where I trounced him, and is now even more embarrassed by polling at 1% in the Democrat primary, should respect the victims in law enforcement and be quiet." El Paso's mayor, Dee Margo, explained the realities around Trump's visit.
President Trump called me yesterday. He was very gracious in the call. You all know of my history with the president, as I've defended El Paso. He's coming out here on Wednesday. And I want to clarify for the political spin that this is the office of the mayor of El Paso in an official capacity welcoming the office of the president of the United States, which I consider is my formal duty. I will ask President Trump to support our efforts with any and all resources that are available. Our recovery is no small task. Together we will rise out of this tragedy, and I'm here to ensure that we receive every state and federal resource that is available to us that we need.
Other elected officials in El Paso aren't quite as tolerant of the president's rhetoric. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, along with the Border Network for Human Rights and Women's March El Paso, plan a gathering at 12:30, just down the street from the University Medical Center, where Trump is expected to meet with survivors of the shooting. Organizers say the event is meant to honor those killed, call for gun control, and confront white supremacy. Meanwhile, area medical workers began a petition asking University Medical Center, the hospital treating several of the wounded victims, not to host Trump. By the way, Donald Trump still owes the city of El Paso about $500,000. According to invoice documents obtained by CNN, the city of El Paso initially billed the Trump campaign $470,417.05 in reimbursement for costs for his rally. But in a letter dated March 27th, 2019, the Office of the Comptroller of the City of El Paso wrote to the campaign that if it did not pay its debt within 30 days, a one-time 21% collection fee, nearly $100,000, would be added. They didn't pay. The total invoice with the late fees now stands at $569,204.63. Trump will also travel to Dayton, Ohio, skipping Toledo this time around, I guess, where Republican Governor Mike DeWine said he thinks such a visit is appropriate. The mayor of Dayton, however, Nan Whaley, doesn't agree, saying she'll greet the president, but adding,
"He's made this bet and he's got a lie in it. You know, he hasn't, you know, his rhetoric has been painful for many in our community. And I think that people should stand up and say they're not happy if they're not happy that he's coming."
Democrats in Congress have called on both Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell to call their chambers back for a special session on gun violence. A group of Democrats led by Representatives Tom Malinowski of New Jersey and Veronica Escobar of Texas urged Congress to work on legislation to combat domestic terrorism and suggested in a letter that Nancy Pelosi also cut recess short for House members. In another letter, likely to be delivered on Wednesday, Democrats are calling on Mitch McConnell to bring up two House-passed measures that would strengthen federal background checks for gun purchases. The two bills passed the House in February, but McConnell has refused to hold a Senate vote on the legislation.
Democrats want Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring back lawmakers from their five-week summer recess for a vote on stalled gun legislation.
Mitch McConnell needs to get off his ass and do something.
That sentiment heard outside McConnell's Kentucky home where protesters gathered Monday night. Despite the inaction, a source close to McConnell says he's serious about considering gun legislation. We're being told by sources right now that Republican leadership is not considering ending their recess and coming back to Capitol Hill because Mitch McConnell still feels that that universal background checks bill that Democrats have been calling for still does not have the support of the president or most Republicans in the Senate. Instead, they say they want to stay in touch with the White House about potential legislation they could get passed when they do return in the fall. And our sources here at the White House are telling us the president has expressed some openness to expanding those background checks in the last few days. But right now, the question is whether or not that's something he does still support in the coming days or if it's going to be something that he'll back off of in the end.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, which is now heard Tuesday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific on the Progressive Voices Network and always available via podcast from NicoleSandler.com. I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.